Wrapped up for the day. Well, homeschooling the kids, that is. I'm sure they were watching the clock very closely and saw it flick past 3 o'clock and thought, I'm done for the day. But if you are a mum or a dad with school-aged kids, how has the return to term two been for you? How are you noticing it? Has it been tough trying to juggle the kids with the homeschooling and working yourself and maybe cooking tea and doing a bit of vacuuming on the side and making their lunches as well? 0438 922 936 if you do have a story to share. Let me know how you're finding it. This is the Premier, Peter Gutwin, talking about Term 2 returning at his press conference today. And shortly, we're going to catch up with Malcolm Elliott, the president of the Australian Primary Principals Association. They want to share their concerns as well.
This will be a very different experience across the state. Obviously, the schools in the northwest will remain closed until next week. But in the north and the south, this will be a very different experience for both our teachers, our parents, and importantly for our students. Our schools in the north and the south are open. Our schools in the north and the south are open, but as we've said, we've planned for term two to be different, and we announced that before Easter, and our position remains consistent with what we announced before Easter, and that is that our schools will remain open. But parents should keep their children at home, but if they can't support their learning or if they need to go to work, then schools are open for them. And we will continually review that as we work our way through this period, but our plan is clear for teachers, parents and our students. And I think it's important that we know where we're heading. But I want to touch on parents as well, because I know how difficult this can be for parents. And I know that they want the very best for their children, and where they can, they are providing support at home and utilising the resources that have been provided by the Department of Education and also online learning. But I want to make the point that if you can't support your children at home, that the schools in the north and the south this week have opened, and in the northwest, hopefully with restrictions time to come off on Sunday, that schools will reopen there as well. We want to make certain that the most important people in this, our students, continue to get the education that they need and indeed deserve. And so I know that there are an enormous lot of people that are working very hard to ensure that does occur.
The Federal Education Minister has said that he would like all students back at school by the end of next month. What do you think about that?
Well, we run the schools in Tasmania. We run the schools in Tasmania, and I will make decisions that are in the best interests of our teachers, our parents, and our students. And we believe that the settings that we have in place at the moment are the right ones for Tasmania. We will keep them under review, but that how we operate in Tasmania is a matter for us.
There you go, Peter Gutwin there, the Premier. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says he'd like to have all students back in schools by the end of May, but as you heard the Premier say, nope. We run the schools here in Tasmania. We will decide when students go back. To talk about this further, Malcolm Elliott joins us. He's the president of the Australian Primary Principals Association. Good evening, Malcolm. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Lucy.
Term two has officially returned. How are teachers' aides, school leaders feeling right now?
Well, I can say that nationally, there's some ambivalence about the situation because there's a range of different plans, as your listeners will be aware. And, of course, the dilemma that people face is that we know, mercifully, that this COVID disease doesn't really affect our young people from the medical evidence so far, but it is more likely to affect our older Australians. And, of course, in schools, many of our teachers are older Australians, and of course the children are the younger ones. So that's what would be the classic horns of a dilemma.
So they're pretty anxious right now.
Yeah, there's a level of anxiety, understandably. We represent primary principals, and a lot, as your listeners would understand, many of our principals are older Australians. They're past 55 and, you know, quite a few are over 60, and they fall into the vulnerable category of people, according to the medical advice that we've got.
Lucy Braden with you on Drive. Malcolm Elliott is my guest from the Australian Primary Principals Association. School is back, term two, but it's looking very, very different. Now, parents are trying to homeschool their children. Teachers are jumping online and trying to do classes with them that way. You say that there is still mixed messaging, Malcolm Elliott. Teachers are a bit confused. Presidents are confused. Principals, rather, confused about what's going on. What can you tell us about what you have heard?
What we're finding is that the confusion lies largely with families who are unsure about when their children are expected to return and how that will be managed. And what we've been saying is that during the course of this epidemic, this pandemic, we have quite rightly been placing ourselves in the hands of our chief medical officers, our medical experts around Australia, and they're marvellous people, and they've steered our course very, very well in conjunction with our leaders. What we're saying now is that it's important for principals to be involved at local levels to inform the decision-making as we chart our way out of this for our children and our schools. And we think that if we just take a bit of a breath and make sure that the plans are clearly articulated and repeated to our families, then people will be clear on what's expected of them and we'll be able to make a smoother transition back into schooling for our children with a better chance, a more optimistic look at the future than perhaps we would otherwise be facing. So we're really looking for that involvement of school principals. What I can also say too, here in Tasmania, is the good news is that school principals are involved with the Department of Education in the strategic work. There's a thing called a principals advisory group, which does involve principals, and we're very, very pleased to hear that, and we're sure that this will be playing an important role in the way forward.
So is that like integration of teachers and principals being involved in those high-level conversations?
Well, it's a group of principals which represent in Tasmania, the particularly we're talking about the public system here. It's divided into areas, and there are representatives from each of those areas of schools, those sub-regions, who represent who are on this principal's advisory group. Now, they normally, in times gone by, I understand they will be meeting once or twice a term, but I understand now they're meeting at least once per week and usually twice, which means that really critical on-the-ground operational information is being incorporated in the planning. So, and that's what we're looking for in the strategic approach as we chart our way out of this.
So are you happy with the communication with the government so far?
Yes, well, on state and federal levels, it's been a little bit mixed around the country. So there have been places where we have felt as a group of principals that we're almost in the last group of people to find out. When we hear the announcements on the news, and that means that they need to be implemented the next day or within the next couple of days. And that's put people under an enormous amount of pressure. At the end of last term, principals around the country were reporting even higher levels of fatigue than they usually do. And they're going way above and beyond in adapting the operations of schools to these changed circumstances. So we'd have to say that the reason why we're saying that we want principals involved on the ground now is because that was just too late. It was too much pressure and the system really struggled to cope. But thank goodness everyone's gone above and beyond.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. Malcolm Elliott, do you think Peter Gutwin is taking the right approach by making it clear Tasmania is going to make its own decision on when schools will return or when students will return to schools?
Well, clarity is everything, Lucy. So we know, I think it's probably one of Premier Gutwin's great strengths is he seems to be a very clear and direct speaker, and we know where to go to get the advice. So it'll either be from him or perhaps from Deputy Premier and Minister for Education, Jeremy Rockcliffe, who's also a clear speaker and is really focused on the needs of the Tasmanian children. So I think we'll be clear about that, but we'll have to watch this space carefully about what's going to happen with the strategic reintegration children back into schools.
Ideally, when do you think everyone would be happy for students to go back to schools?
I think everyone would be happy if there was rock-solid, conclusive evidence that teachers and our older Australians, and this means teachers of any age, really, are going to be secure in their work within the workplace. So most of them are happy to dedicate themselves to the task of working with the children and making them feel safe, happy and learning. But nevertheless, at the moment, there's just that little chink in the evidence, which is saying that maybe there is a chance that someone's going to contract COVID-19 through this, and we don't want to see an outbreak in schools. We don't want to see Tasmania's progress set back because of that. So I think that if we got to that stage, then everyone would be happy. But I think that also it needs to be said that just about everybody wants to see children back in schools. We've got vulnerable, disadvantaged children not able to pursue their learning and learning at home via the remote processes isn't educating the whole child to the level that we would expect in the specialist learning environment of the school.
Yeah, certainly a space to watch. Malcolm Elliott, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Lucy.
Malcolm Elliott, the president of the Australian Primary Principals Association.